Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? Also, our YouTube, Plenty Show with Rico. Subscribe to it. Why? It's free. And it helps Evan and everybody. And him and John bust their ass putting the videos out. So thank you. I have 3 football questions for TJ, Rico. The last one will be about Lions and Commanders. Is everybody ready? I want everyone's opinion here now.
Yes, sir.
Roger Goodell has spoken. Mm-hmm. I have a prediction by Boomer Esiason. And I have a Lions Commanders question. Which one would you like first?
Give me Goodell.
Goodell says the next logical step is an 18-game season. Here's my question as a former player.
Shocking.
I know. Believe me, I know.
Yeah.
I don't want an 18-game season. I know players. If they add a second bye week, does it make it more palatable for players that you have to have at least one bye week in the first 8 weeks and you have to have at least one bye week in the last 8 weeks? That you need to space it and give players that extra week to heal their body and to be able to survive it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, players, you're not going to like it. Nobody likes a 17-game season. Ultimately, this is what comes of, you know, weak leadership, I think, when it comes to the Players Association and not taking a stand for their guys and putting their foot down.
Attack
and
somebody.
Saying, you know, or if you're going to add games, guess what? That salary better increase, because players, you only get paid during the season. So you look at it. As you basically get, you know, back when it was 16 games, I get 16 checks. Well, when they went to 17 games, the pay stayed the same. So if it goes to 18 games, you know what I mean? Now you're playing 2 extra games, the salary that a lot of these guys negotiated for 16 games. So the players, you're going to have to make demands when it comes to that. You're going to have to make demands that, you know, hey, you're going to have to bump the salary. Yes, a demand would certainly have to be an extra bye week, no doubt. But the players don't like it, and this has just been, it's been years of kind of ineptitude, I think, from the leadership on the Players Association side. It's quite sad to see, to be honest with you.
So, but TJ, if the players don't like it and you say it's weak leadership, so why don't they step up and get new leaders? It seems pretty cut and dry.
I think they do have them now, but when you sign these CBAs, it's 10-year contracts.
Ah,
you know what I mean? Okay, so you can't go in year to year and say, oh, we want to change it to this. Oh, nope, deal doesn't end for 7 more years or however long it is.
I mean, you could just not play on Sundays.
Well, I don't think it's, you know, guys are going to strike over it, but that certainly there's going to be some issues that come up. And,
all right,
you know, I think they're going to have to be in the spot to put the hammer down and, you know, not say enough is enough, but, hey, you're not just going to – this isn't going to be continue to be a one-sided negotiation, which it's been a lot of over the past couple CBA negotiations.
Prediction by Boomer Esiason. By the year 2028, it will be announced that the NFL will have a 4-team division in Europe.
Oh.
This is not about whether it's a good idea. This is about his prediction.
Separate from this NFL or...
Oh, no. As a part of the NFL.
Moving 4 teams or adding 4 teams?
Adding 4 teams. Full-blown expansion, full-blown franchising rights, global television deal. That's what he said this morning before I did the show with him.
on FAN, and he was deathly serious about it. And we know Goodell and the greed, and we've talked about it. I think they're putting greed ahead of player safety, ahead of the product. 100%. So it's not about – no one's going to love that.
No.
You believe that.
I don't think the players ever let it happen. I mean, imagine a kid, you know, from L.A. and getting drafted. Oh, now go move your whole family to Germany. Good luck, buddy. See ya.
But
you know what I mean? Like,
but didn't you just open up some 200 jobs by doing that?
And the money. Think about what a global television package would look like.
You don't want to, you know, move everybody to Frankfurt
in 3 years.
But you're in the league.
Don't look at me. I didn't
see. No, I know. By 2028, but man,
that they'll make the announcement.
I would not buy that.
Okay. The last
one team just move over there from Jacksonville?
That's an impossibility. Then they're marooned on.
No, let's just get a new team. So you'd like it over there.
Take them. Yes. Here's the one way out. You were talking about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
The thing that has been lost in all this is Terry McLaurin being the best 50-50 ball contested catch guy in football.
Yeah.
By metric. And then, just watch a game.
And he's the best in tight windows, you know.
So here's my
1 yards.
Here's my question.
He's really good.
Is that really what their plan should be? Is that you find ways to just get him one-on-one or get him some space? And I hate using the term throw it up to him. That's like when Kenny hates people saying shoot the puck.
Yeah.
Throw the ball. But like in a spot like this where you know the team's playing man, they're going to blitz you, is a little bit of a YOLO ball part of your thing where you're going to take 4, 5, 6 shots in this game,
and
you better hope he comes up with a couple of
them.
Like what the Lions used to do with Calvin Johnson, when he's covered, he's still open?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they average the most go routes, I think, per game. And it is kind of that college-esque offense with an athletic quarterback with Cliff Kingsbury, who was, obviously brought his college style to the NFL. Hasn't really worked until this year.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Certainly I think there's going to be looks where if you're showing pressure and, you know, you don't have a deep safety, you're bringing cover zero, then absolutely they're going to take some shots to him because he is that type of guy. He is, like you said, the ability, not the stature or anything, but the ability of a Calvin Johnson where those 50-50 balls are more like 80-20 balls, right? We're not throwing it up and saying, oh, just go try to catch one or two of them. Like,
then you factor really in. You got a rookie corner out there.
Yeah, but they're going to bracket him. I would imagine Kirby Joseph is going to be over the top on a lot of those routes. But they find ways to be creative, college-esque. You mentioned RPO, bootlegs, sprint outs.
They
right?
find ways to get him one-on-one somehow, and I don't know how it happens. I'm like you with Cooper Kupp. How the F is this guy one-on-one?
Yeah, I mean, but I think if you're Aaron Glenn, and we'll have to see. Washington, obviously, when you get in the playoffs, you have to change some things up. There's plenty of film out there. But Terry McLaurin, I think, lined up on the left side of the offense like 92% of the snaps, 95% of the snaps. So if you know where a guy's going to be, it's going to be easier to make a game plan to take that away. If you're Washington, I'm sure they're aware of some of their self-scouting. Hey, we got to get him to the other side because defenses are kind of locking in. They're either bringing pressure from that side or away from that side so they can kind of drop guys underneath of where Terry's going to be.
Right.
That's going to be another storyline I'm interested to see. How do they utilize him? Because he's kind of been that he's going to line up left and you know what he's going to do. Washington's going to have to change something.
Something Rico brought up, and I want to ask it here, Rico, before we run out of time. Why are teams not screening the Lions more? With this uber blitz-heavy approach, you know, Minnesota didn't bother doing it. The Niners in the fourth quarter didn't bother doing it. Like, the screenplays would seem to be the way of, all right, you're going to send all these chuckleheads and blitz us and do all this. We're just going to zip out the back door here and go get it. Is there something in what Aaron Glenn is doing that would be preventative of that? Because teams aren't doing it, and I mean, the Vikings didn't even bother.
Yeah. It's not a great play against blitz or against man coverage because you're going to have somebody around the line of scrimmage covering the running back. Mm-hmm. And offensive line, you always have to block the protection first, right? So if you're getting blitz, hey, I got to go and make sure I nudge this guy before I release. Sometimes that slows you down of getting out to that man, that guy who's in man coverage
too
playing
much
the running back.
Get caught in the wash.
But I think, honestly, there's a lot of teams that just don't put an emphasis on the screen game. And the Lions were like that. I think the first, like, 10 games of the year, you're like, man, okay, we're getting these wide receiver screens, but we're the running back screens, right? We got an athletic offensive line, and I think they've improved tremendously on that. But you can just tell there's some teams that either don't practice it, don't make it an emphasis, but it can be a weapon. No doubt, if you're playing a team that likes to blitz and you're getting some of those zone blitzes, because you hit one of those, and it's like, man, goodbye. You got three linemen going out there to block nobody.
Right.
It's a lot of fun.
You're blitzing, so you're already getting traction in on the offensive line. So you're thinking, oh, man, I just beat my goodness, it was a screen.
Yeah. No, okay. There are teams like anytime you watch Kansas City, Andy Reid is a great teacher when it comes to screen. They have had one of the best screen games in all of football over the past decade. Like, their screen game is fun. And you can tell it's taught. It's well-detailed. Guys are getting out on the spot. Offensive linemen know what to look for pre-snap, so you can predict and anticipate what the coverage is going to be. Hey, if it's man, right, if we got a guy in motion and guys are running with him, okay, I got to get out a little faster. This linebacker's coming downhill. Hey, if there's nobody moving and it's zone coverage, okay, I can sell the pass a little bit longer before I release because there's going to be somebody way out in the flat, right? You can also tell teams that just don't detail it very well. And I think that's a majority of a lot of teams in the league right now. They just don't have good details when it comes to the screen, and that's uber important.
No, because the reason why is because the Lions are just constantly blitzing and they're beating the offensive linemen. So it seems like because the screen doesn't work if you're not beating the offensive line. And then all of a sudden, it was so easy. You're like, okay,
right?
Screen.
You're like, or you're, you know, like I, and there's so many dumb screen calls too. Like, you know, Hutchinson used to be great at reading screens because he's like, okay, they just let me go, antennas up, right? Mm-hmm. Or hey, why are they leaving a tight end on me one on one? Okay, it's probably to get me upfield and throw a little screen to the tight end. Right. So a lot of that does come down to awareness, too, and understanding the situation. Or, hey, man, like this team, you know, they like to thump with the tight end or they slide their guards to me. Wait, they're sliding away. Nobody, right, antenna goes up. You have to be well coached on that. You have to have great awareness when it comes to that, too. And you're right. I don't know if it's the Lions defense is just great at it or other teams just, you know, aren't seeing it or don't pay attention.
We will get to who said it next before we bid farewell to TJ. You have a big event to go to tonight.
It's something at the auto show. I think they're doing a...
Will you be one of the models?
TJ
splayed all over a Mustang.
No, I think it's some sort of pep rally to get for the fans down there and
oh dear,
get people ready. Some alumni, I think Herman Moore, Schlesinger,
Now, see, that has Jansen written all over it. I don't want to make promises. A pep rally where John gets to yell into a microphone.
Yeah, come on down to the auto show.
In fact, John, take TJ's place. He doesn't necessarily want to be there tonight.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.